I think for the start, we organised really well off the ball. We organised on the ball and we passed the ball well. Created chances, I thought, with a better team first half. And I said to them, just keep that focus, keep that concentration and go and take a couple of chances. But we can't lose goals. And then when we got the lead, what a goal there, boy, doesn't, Rhys McAleer doesn't score bad goals, I don't think. When we got the lead, I wasn't surprised when they had a wee 5-10 minutes, but tells you where we're at, just putting our bodies in the line. Cammy Mackay having a couple of great saves, boys just throwing themselves in front of it to block it. Then we get through that wee 10 minutes, we start playing again, get the second goal, we have more chance. I thought all round for, you can see the confidence flooding through the team today, through what's gone before just with the two wins. And I'm no surprised because I know they've got that in them, and delighted for them again, they were brilliant. And my subs coming on, played their part.
Yeah, because I mean, we got a substitute impact last week, but Austin did exactly the same today.
And that's what I want. I've told them all that. I need you to make an impact. I need you to be realising you've got to change games when you're coming on. And they've done that. And I'm delighted for Austin. I knew that with them pressing for the equaliser, there'd be space. And Billy had a wee moan, but I expect that. I tried to get him to 80, to be honest with you. But I just said, do it now, because we'll get over the top of them, and luckily for us we did. But a great finish, a calm finish as well, delighted for him getting his first goal for the club. And he's a young lad, he'll come, he's strong, he's quick, he'll bring something to us.
It's been a huge team effort, but you've got that little bit extra quality out of individuals as well, which has made the difference the last few games. Put Doran today, and you know, just that little bit of quality.
Handles
from
the ball,
individuals,
doesn't he? See when you're not playing well, we had that run, and we look to grind out a win somewhere. Az still takes the ball, he's that type of player.
Yeah,
and he handles the ball. He's got that experience. Hardly ever gives it away. Just even in tight situations, he's quite strong, and he brings something else to us. As and he's not an out and out winger nowadays, he's getting older, but he's so intelligent when he picks wee areas, and teams struggle to handle him at times. I thought he was great, but I thought that it's more about the team today. And you could see the confidence was there flooding through him.
I know you're saying this about the team, but I was wanting to ask you about Rhys, because he seems to have grown as the season's gone on.
Well, do you know what? I'm watching it. This is I'm actually angry because I cannot believe the boy hasn't had a sniff for the 21s. I'm not here to do Scott Gemmell's job, but I'm telling you, that boy's been in the team, scored some wonder goals, consistent every week, and he's not even in the squad. I'm astounded by that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he isn't in the squad, don't know if the homework's being done, but I just think he should be in it. I think he's a quality player. He's 20 now, 19, 20, 20, he's 20. He's 20 now. And he can't get near that team when he's been consistently playing first team football, scoring unbelievable goals, and he's a good player, intelligent, and he can't get near that team.